Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books and 2 online courses. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches harvest the blessings. I was talking to a friend, and this idea came up. Harvest in time, or it dies on the vine. For example, when I started my blog, and I had lots of posts, that gave me the opportunity to harvest those posts into a book, and that created some prosperity. And now I have 3 insights for you. The first one is, stay alert to when something is ripe. Now we talked about my blog and the posts. When I was doing the posts, I was thinking, this might be a good book. So I kept putting in effort day in and day out, week by week, and I had an editor or two. Eventually, when I had enough material, I made a book called The Hidden Children of the Goddess. I subsequently wrote 8 more books, but it was about planting every week and writing every week. And soon, I started getting feedback. And with that feedback, I knew the material was ripe. And now our second insight. Notice the season of the year or a cycle. For example, let's say you're a dancer. And you just started on your path. Every day you work on your moves and your poses. And every day you get a little bit better. And soon you realize that you can do a whole routine with ease. So you know that time is a ripe time. So you realize you've been through a season of training. And now it is ripe to harvest by doing a performance in front of a live audience. Cycles don't necessarily go with the seasons of the year. They go when you have planted something and when you harvest something. Many times we harvest things in the fall, but that's not always the case. Sometimes we can harvest things earlier in the year, like in springtime. Every endeavor has a cycle. A time for training, a time for refining, and a time for performance. And now our third insight. Avoid something that is ripe if it is poison to you. Here's an example. The actor Mandy Patinkin discovered a TV show was ripe for him. The show was Criminal Minds, but soon he discovered it was poison to him. This TV show was about horrible assaults and worse on people, many times women. Mandy would study the scripts and get disturbed. He discovered in his heart that he had to quit. So that was something that was ripe, a TV show. But it was poison to Mandy. So I invite you to look at your life and discern whether something is poison, something that's not good for your life. And now I will summarize. The first insight was stay alert to when something is ripe. The second insight was notice the season of the year or a cycle. And number 3, avoid something that is ripe if it is poison to you. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, GoddessHasYourBack.com and MoonwaterSilverclaw.com. I also have 2 courses on Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.